Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
What, you'll play Elliot Anderson right back over Jed Spence?
What, against Congo or Mexico, one of them?
Congo.
Yeah.
That's the worst. You want to play Anderson, Elliot Anderson fullback against someone black from Africa.
Straight.
When he never plays there. He don't play there against normal man. You want to put him there against Ross Clark, St. Maxim's little cousin.
You look living up, man.
And take time to get into the game, man.
Welcome back to Filthy People. That is more like it.
Full squad. Now go back.
What do you mean? It is full squad.
He said, this is more like it.
This is more like it. That is more like it. Everything is more like it. But yeah, man. Back to the six aside. Welcome back from America, Menace. Yeah.
Well, go on.
Welcome. We should have welcomed you back from DR. Rob,
no, forget that, back. Man. Forget that. Forget
you weren't on the works.
Bro, yeah, you weren't working.
Yeah. What are you saying? How was it?
Now, America was good, man. America was good. Shout out everyone that forwarded. But you lot should have been there, man.
No, don't do that, Arsa. We asked you how it was.
Yeah, I'm saying it was good, innit? Would you not want to know? It was good, man. It was good. Yeah, man. Fans out there was good. Miami Beach was good. What else
rubbing
is there to
in,
say, man?
He's proper rubbing it in, bro. Like, you should have been there, innit?
Nah, you should have been there, man. It was good, man.
Did
good
you go
stuff.
To any games?
Did I go to any?
Yeah.
I didn't go to any. No. I was doing more of the fan stuff still. Shout out to them that went to the games. King.
Yeah, man. You should have been on the mic sometimes, man. Some of them on the mic performances.
Okay, I see what you're doing still.
You get me.
sorry.
Shaky.
You weren't rating it?
Some people was like playing the occasion, not the game.
Say names, man. It's a learning curve, innit?
I don't say, ain't seen our reaction show. We don't mind saying names, man.
We've been. Like, it's blatant analysis. Like, it's not no. You get me? But first time out, first proper away tournament for certain, man. So I hear it, man.
Big them up.
You lot should have been there, though, man.
We didn't get picked, innit?
Yeah, didn't get picked. Didn't get a call out, man. Gets like that.
It happens, man.
Next time. Euros, what's that, 2 years?
Yeah.
So if you two forward, who's the two that drop out based on what you saw?
Ooh.
John and...
Wick?
Yeah.
No, Wick's been boots on the ground, though. His heat map, he's been doing that.
You slow a diss on him, though, so make your mind up.
No, but sometimes you need a water carrier in the midfield that's not all that.
Or what are you saying? He needs to play a different role. He needs to play a different role.
You need like a Park Ji-sung, like a Fletcher, like a...
Because they're playing Park Ji-sung up front. And it's not... It ain't what we need. No, I'm joking. I wouldn't necessarily drop anyone, but I'd reshuffle. But we'd be stronger if we were all out there, innit?
Yeah,
so
it makes sense.
It makes sense, for sure.
All right, cool. This episode is sponsored by Saley on the Daily.
Daily.
Nah, we need Wick back.
Do you not know? Oh, yeah. That's what... About maneuvering the team, innit?
There you go.
You're traveling soon, like Menace. Maybe you're heading to the World Cup, like Menace.
Like Menace.
Check out Saley, the eSIM app that gives you affordable mobile data in over 200 destinations worldwide.
Instead of paying expensive roaming fees or hunting for local SIM cards, just download the app, choose a plan, and get connected as soon as you arrive.
Saley offers flexible plans for every budget, built-in security features to help block trackers and malicious sites, easy data usage tracking, and 24/7 customer support.
And if you're going to the World Cup, Saley's North America plan covers all three host countries.
The USA, Canada, and Mexico. With one plan, no SIM swapping, and no surprise roaming fees throughout the tournament.
With the North America plan, users get an exclusive 35% discount for the first time purchase. Use code FILTHYFELLAS at checkout for that.
Download Saley from the App Store or scan the QR code on the screen. Use the code FILTHYFELLAS at checkout for 15% off your first purchase.
Full details are in the episode description box and the pinned comment.
Saley.
On the Daily. Gotta do a read. You know it is. I don't like doing it without John. It's
not feel right. You started off a bit low though.
No, me, Woodsy, and Nuss done it cold the other day. That felt right,
man. They were cooking me, man.
What they were? Don't read the reviews. Don't read. It's all about the sales. It's all about the sales.
Hey man,
in music.
They made me lose my voice box, man.
Now, but Sally's strong though. I'll be honest. I had to use it to hotspot the live stream we done.
You saying it's proper?
Yeah, it's proper still. So shout out the daily demp on the Sally them.
No Wi-Fi in the yard. That's
that's dark, man. Yeah, man,
it's the Wi-Fi weren't strong enough, so that's why I had to, you know, use my initiative and take out the plan. That
big up Sally, man.
35%
200 countries.
Big up Sally.
Yeah, man. Mad thing.
Well, let's get into it. Harry Kane breaks Gary Lineker's record and becomes England's top goal scorer at the World Cup with 11 goals. Obviously, he's already the national top goal scorer already. How good is Kane, though? And how many more do you think he can get? Is this his last World Cup?
Yeah. No, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah,
you think it's a CR7 pattern?
Yeah.
How old is he? 32?
Yeah. He's got it until at least 36. 100%. He's got a World Cup.
I'll be honest, the way, what's my man's name? Delap?
Yeah.
He might be there.
Delap?
No, I'm saying Kane might be there in 4 years because I don't know who's a nine unless there's that JJ Gabriel you or something steps up. I feel like England are not producing. It's like everyone saw Harry Kane get there and just said, yeah, man, we'll be wingers and midfielders, Carl. We can't do what this youth's doing.
Well, they reckon at some point he's probably going to come back and try and get the Premier League record and that, innit?
Oh, is it?
That's what people are saying. I see them, they're talking, they think
it's it's a lot of goals, though, no?
Nah, he's not that far off it. I think he could do it in like 2 seasons or something like that.
Depends who he goes, isn't it?
Depends what team he goes to.
So if he did do that and he came back and he's scoring at a decent clip and stuff, he'll still be in and around the England team, right?
That's 4 years, though.
4 years.
Harry Kane
is
not at the next World Cup.
Let's I think he can be
Euros,
there.
Yeah.
All right, let me ask you this question. How many goals do you think he'll score this season coming up in Germany?
In Germany?
Yeah.
I don't know.
He's going to score 50
goals. But it's going to be a lot of goals.
Yeah, he's going to score 50 something goals. Like, even in this World Cup, who they get, who England got next?
Congo.
Look at it,
on the basis of, yeah, like, he don't really, like, he's not a runner now, yeah? And then fast forward 4 years, bro, his legs are going to, like, unless, what is he just going to be the jack in the box?
It's a diet thing right now, though, yeah, man. The gate, I think top players are going to play till 36.
Yeah, but, okay, no, I hear what you're saying, but them top players play at, other countries where
he's in another country.
No. He might be. I reckon he'll still be playing.
Oh, but just you don't think
not,
he'll go.
Just not. Yeah,
and GOP
not on the international.
Could you
level.
Do a Google and see how many 36-year-olds there are at the World Cup? Maybe.
No, but think about that though, yeah. Because even
Ronaldo, Messi.
Even if you look at Neymar's not 36, but you can see Neymar's not the 34. Same player. If you look at Modric had to come off half time against England. If you look at...
Hey, Modric's 40.
Modric's beyond that. But some of these men, as good as they are and as good as they've been for years, there's just a time where it's like, you just need to let the youngsters go. You just need to take a back step, bro. But
again, you've mentioned Modric. Look at the guys you've mentioned. Modric, Ronaldo.
Ronaldo, Messi. You know what them two are? No, different.
But even with Modric, Perisic... The younger players in their position from their country, they're better than them.
Yeah.
So it's not like it's politics why Modric is there. It's politics. Why you could argue Neymar maybe a bit, but still a fully fit Neymar is probably, I wouldn't say maybe not Vinny,
when's the last
but it's not far. It's not. It's not far off like a Paqueta or you understand. I'd argue that a fully fit Neymar. The only player in the Brazil team better than him would be Vinicius.
Fully fit?
Even fully
when's
fit?
When's the last time you see Neymar fully fit though?
Yeah.
That's
the last time you see Neymar fully fit was probably, like, oh, wait, that wasn't even like, Saudi. That was before Saudi.
That was, I was about to say France and it,
so,
it might not
so
even
the
have
man
been
I'm saying? Harry Kane would have to change his game again because this dropping into midfield thing.
His game's already old manned off
already.
Yeah,
exactly. But then most of the people that like go on to be strikers over the age of a certain age, like they're playing like last man and that.
But I also don't think it's fair for us to say Harry Kane won't make the next World Cup if he was arguably the best
he's
nine in the world
be the
last
best
season.
English nine
he won't.
In shall, 4 years.
Shall I tell you why he won't though? Because why? England don't struggle to produce players. Whether we can't see that, whether if we can't see that striker now. It only takes 6 months for a player.
6 months?
No, but I'm just saying, not exactly 6 months, but for example, it takes one striker to have one good run and then he's in the
but
team.
But hear this. In Kane's career, what striker has England produced?
None,
not
because he's
one.
Still there. But when he's done, someone will.
No, it didn't work like that. Because when Owen was there, there was Bet or Shearer, there was Andy Cole,
Ian Wright, Les Ferdinand, but that's a different generation of football.
No, but again, this generation, remember, England, for me, I always say it, innit? English football, because English football's a certain way, they always miss out on a profile of player.
Okay.
The profile of player they're missing out this generation is clearly strikers.
Okay, have we struggled to produce a right winger since David Beckham?
No.
But wait, who we had?
Saka,
Sterling. No, let's Saka, Sterling.
They're
saying Saka might be done
like,
now.
What are
but
we doing?
But again, before
that's what they're saying.
Cool. Before it was left wingers.
Yeah, left wingers.
You get me?
Joe Cole and
England,
that, trying to fit
him in. England, over time, they, obviously, because of inverted wingers, it's better now, but deep lying midfielders and wingers were like alien to England's game. They'll play a flat four across the middle, who'd really all be centre midfielders.
Yeah, scores on the right.
Get me? And then the two up front wouldn't even really complement each other like that. I remember it was Rooney, Owen, tallest man's like 5'10". Like it's not, they just squeeze all their good players into a system.
Inshallah.
Obviously now, it's more like intricate. And that's why I think a player like Harry Kane could maybe play in the next World Cup, bro. Because they'll just have him playing in a way. Because even now, he don't sprint. They don't have him running around. If he can just play in Germany, where he will tamp 30 to 40. Don't get it twisted. 40 is a stretch. But I'm screaming. If England do well this tournament, and they have a promising next Euros, I think he'll definitely be at the next Euros. He'll probably try to go one more, bro.
Let's not forget as well, Germany's less stress on the body, innit? Where you're playing in Germany, he's not playing in England though.
He's gonna be 36 the next World Cup, yeah. You've got him being in Germany, you're saying Margs is linking him back to England and stuff like that. In the next 4 years, someone will be there. I can see Kane coming off the bench on the last 2015 at the next World Cup. I can't see him being the main number nine in 4 years' time. And that's nothing to do with his ability. I just think over time, his legs are just going to go, bro. And maybe we can't see it now. They could change whether we play a false nine or not. Like something could change in 4 years, but I don't think at this age of 32, in 4 years' time, Harry Kane's going to be our main number nine.
This age, 32 against Panama, how did he look?
Oh, boy, how did any of them look?
Yeah, it wasn't great.
But him being
the... at all.
Being the main guy. Obviously, he got on
Jude's
the squash.
The main guy, bro.
Yeah, but he's the... You get me? Most World Cup goals now. England top scorer overall. He's our guy. You understand? Come across a team like Panama. I remember they said... I think it was at half-time, the last time they played Panama, it was 5-0 to England. So things have changed. You get me? I remember Saka was on fire in that game. Saka against Panama the other day.
He was on water.
Avatar.
Great, yeah. He was on ice.
I don't even know if I was on water.
He was on
a rough terrain.
You like the way that they set up? They're saying the single pivot, Anderson there, pushing Bellingham forward and that, allowing Kane to drop deep, the setup. What are we saying?
I liked that, you know. I liked it, but Morgan Rogers wasn't the answer to everything else.
Yeah, he might not start another game this tournament.
Do you know what it is though, yeah? I just think if you've got a player like Rogers, I think that's why people don't like Bellingham 10, Because Morgan Rogers in a 10, Bellingham in a 10, they're not going to do 10 like Rui Costa or Ozil. They're not there to create. They're there to punch man up. You understand? But for them to do that, the 9 has to occupy certain spaces. But Kane's just nowhere.
Kane is the 10.
So when these guys do get it, they look in front of them, nothing's there. They try over someone that shouldn't overload will overload, and it's just it's a mess.
It's not someone that shouldn't do it because Bellingham's been doing it for Madrid. You get me? And even I think he was even saying like the setup at England. Sometimes he's playing higher for England than he did for Madrid, but like he's used to that. So Kane wanting to drop into that space,
Then he's running.
Bellingham is the right man to fill that space and run into.
You're saying go beyond Kane, as much as you're saying that space, Kane has to get into that space to get the ball, create, to make sure my man can carry on.
Yeah.
Rodgers or whoever the 10 is will get the ball. Kane's just not there, or he's next to them saying, yeah, give it to me.
That's why I said he has to change his game.
Yeah, but Rodgers is not it. We've seen that.
Maybe he's got to go wide or something like that.
Anderson and Rice are doing the same
It's a tournament, yeah? Like, soon you're going to start getting into the business and it matters. You give the man the chance. Like, we've seen it. He's playing. Like, he's not the answer for the 10. I'm not being too harsh. We want to win games. Mm. Like, respectfully.
Who is the answer for the 10?
Bellingham's got to play in the 10.
So would you keep the same two, the Rice and Anderson?
I think that don't work. I think they do the same job.
Well, if you know what? We, in the next game, because of the injuries to some of the midfielders and stuff like that, and the defenders and that with Reece James and all that, I might put Anderson right back because he can whip crosses from the side and stuff
Shut
like that.
Shut the hell up, man. I don't know what FIFA game you think you're playing, bro.
I'm done with this Mark guy,
stop
bro.
That, man. Stop.
I'm done
stop,
with him, GOP,
stop,
bro.
Stop.
What happened in DR?
I thought you were cooking still.
Stop, what happened man. In DR?
What happened in
can
DR?
Can I just say one thing? Can I just say one thing? You are
team,
not
man.
A tactician like that
take
to be playing Elliot Anderson at right back so
That's
he can cross.
Mad.
So
he
he's
can
serious,
cross.
You know,
That's
like, so he can
he said
cross.
It fully.
It's not,
he's serious.
It's, not, it's,
he's
it's
serious.
Not just so he can cross. He's got a very good delivery. He can, and yeah, he can defend. So have you not seen him play right back before? He can do it. Midfielder's been covering at right back all the time. We've got defensive problems.
That's
bro.
What Rice does.
What's man talking?
Bro,
so you're
going to
put Rice
there?
No. I've seen Rice go right back.
So you're
going to
put Rice right back and leave Anderson in the midfield there?
I'm just saying what I've seen. I'm not saying what I would do. I know what I would do.
What would you do?
I'll start Kobbie Mainoo. I wouldn't.
Thank you very much. I've been calling from it from the streamer.
And then what?
Kobbie Mainoo, boy, Rice Anderson could fight Bellingham 10. That's what I would do.
Boys, you know what?
Personally, that's what I would do.
I don't want to sound anti-English, but I can't wait till all these combinations are played so you lot can see that nothing will work.
Well, the last time...
Nothing's going to work.
The last time the Kobbie Mainoo combination got played, he made it to the final.
Of Euros.
So...
Weren't that... What was that was a whole different
yeah, that's
system,
a long time
though,
ago.
Man.
Saka was good then and that. Like you can't really like you know what I'm saying? Like times.
I can't speak the truth because you're not gonna tell me I've got a main
what,
this
Anderson right back truth.
No. I'm saying that's an option I'll do. I probably think he'll play better there than what's left there.
So
like
can I ask you something? What you'll play Elliot Anderson right back over Jed Spence?
What against Congo or Mexico or one of them?
Congo.
Yeah.
That's the worst. You wanna play Anderson Elliot Anderson fullback. Against someone black from Africa.
Straight.
When he never plays there. He don't play there against normal man. You want to put him there against Ross Clark, St. Maxim's little cousin? Are you crazy?
Have you never seen him? You never seen him have to do a job there in the Prem?
Broski, you ain't watched Congo this World Cup.
Right.
Nah, I ain't.
Jed Spence needs to be there.
Yeah,
even
does.
No matter who is, even if Reece James is fully fit, Jed Spence needs to be there. That is going to be a fight.
I'm just saying, just like what we was doing.
It's a different African
just
strength,
like what
you know?
He was doing in the first game, inverting the fullbacks and that. That's why O'Reilly can get up there and get involved in the game. You can do the same thing from the right side when he goes up into the midfield. That's his natural position. It's not a crazy. What I'm saying is not crazy. It's just an option that. Like. But I get it. I hear it, boys.
You're trying to invert one of the fullbacks.
It roots from just Kane crowding everyone's space, innit? I think he needs to be as close to the goal as possible. That's just it.
He needs to play
the just
one.
Yeah, he just needs to be.
But you know what it is?
He's crowding
but
everyone's
face, bro. The
reason
he drops, even though I don't like it, it makes sense. Because the way the ball just is getting moved around.
Well, we've got players that can do that. That's the thing. He overdoes it.
Harry
overdoes
Kane,
it.
There's enough players, enough talent in the team to Harry Kane to float and just find spaces to pick up like goals and that.
But if Kane does that, the wingers, how the wingers play, their wide touch line, they're trying to do that thing. If Kane's doing that, they've got to do the prime Barca thing where they're just running in behind both centre-backs if Kane's going to drop in, which the wingers are not going to do for England. They're not set up to do that.
They're not running in
so
behind.
So that's where the
they're
confusion...
They're just not technically efficient enough to do that as well.
Nah, they are. They're just
Madueke.
They're not getting told to do that. Madueke is a very prime example of someone that can do it or that he don't.
I don't think Madueke can play on the outside.
Rashford causes problems every time he's on the pitch.
Marks keeps saying it because I don't know if you know him or whatever. He keeps saying, so you know more than Tuchel, yeah? And I want to call him out on something now that I probably wouldn't have until now. I think some of the creative... Let me just land. It's a tone. It's a suggestive tone. Yeah? Because you lot, I know about you, man. Look at this guy, grinning teeth.
He's ready.
He's ready. But all jokes aside, I think we're obviously going to play against a lot of low blocks. So the decision to leave some creators has bit them in the back now. Yep. You understand? Foden, Cole Palmer... These are the guys that don't rely on pace and overload.
They're the ones that unlock
to unlock what's going on. Mm. And bro, that, what was I saying against Ghana? I thought England was going to destroy us. After 5 minutes, I said, yep, England aren't scoring. They're not, Ghana know what to do. This is the World Cup. Everyone you play against is from the same country. It's not like West Ham with a one African fullback and rare tech. You understand? So, anyone these guys come across in this Congo team is not going to be a joke, duel-wise. You understand? In those situations, you need players that, we don't say avoid duels, but their game isn't to get into that nitty-gritty stuff. Mm. You get me? Cole Palmer, Foden, they're there to float around and avoid all that stuff and finish and move quick. You understand? Where Saka, Nonny, Rashford, Gordon, they want to stand up and fight these monsters. That's what they want.
Monsters.
You get me? Mad. It's the truth, though.
No, monsters is mad. These are real life humans. I said monsters.
It's the truth, though, bro. Anyone that England come across, yeah, is going to treat them like the better side. So when I'm saying monsters, I'm not saying African players. I'm just saying players in general. They're going to, not everyone's going to do the Croatia thing. Croatia try to step out like it's.
And found out.
Modric in 2016. You can't do that with England no more. So every other country's gone, okay, we can't give England, we have to respect them. Bro, this low block is going to hurt them.
I think we're way too robust as well, man, with Anderson and Rice as well, with that.
They're doing the same job.
Yeah, they're doing the same job, but it wasn't a smart decision to just leave Cole Palmer behind as well, because we needed them to be a bit cute. We need a bit of cute players as well.
Exactly what GOP said, though. It's clearly that they're set up to play against like proper teams and decent teams, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it's like what man was saying, even when you was talking about, I don't know, whether it be Anderson or however they're looking in the field, the way that they're set up might not necessarily be needed against the type of teams that they've played. They probably could have gone with a bit more creativity, a bit more attacking.
But it's the English way, isn't it?
But it's just be secure. Still, they got to get set up and get ready because the games are forwarding.
Yeah.
So
can't be English way, because we've got too much talent for it to be the English way, man.
But they're English way in it, though, bro.
The fact
they're making it the English way, like with the team, the players that we've got, they're playing like the most English team ever.
Is Jude Bellingham the most important player on our England team?
Without a shadow of a doubt,
yeah, easy. Yeah.
He's probably that's Mr. England. He's the needle mover.
I don't know, man.
One of them, because he turns up in big games. He does.
I'm not. It's not to cuss him. I just think the system's so mad that, like,
yeah. But if you're looking for a moment, sometimes
no, well, that's where it is. Because he's a moment, yeah. Because he's a moments, man. But that's why the system isn't good for me.
It's not just moments. He done a lot of good off the ball running. It's helping out Anderson.
Nah. But again, when it comes to putting points on the board.
It's true, though. They was playing together in the midfield. He was helping.
Yeah, he loves Anderson.
I think Anderson's cold. I don't know what he's at sea. I just don't know what he's at sea. But I think, yeah, he's very good.
He's all right. He's good. He is good.
What are you going to say,
Luke? He's good. Man, I just think... Yeah, man, it's very English. It's very English, innit, man? Because Jude is the best English player because he can do the English stuff, but he's got the class to do... You understand? You saw it, Panama, when he got to go a little bit higher, flanged the step over... Nice cross. You understand? He's got the swagger. You get me? He wants to go to the crowd and do the celebration. You need players like that in a tournament. But tactically, I don't, like you said, these games are forwarding, bro. Let them buck a Spain. Let them buck, bro, they buck a France, bro.
Yeah, but then, but you say that, yeah, you're saying let them buck a Spain or something here. Yeah? The way they're set up is basically to counter the other team. So then that's going to work in their favour. Like England's going to look good when we have less possession.
Nah, but you say we are. But Spain will level it.
They're the games that Colby needs to come
in. But you think Spain ain't got a plan for this?
Less possession.
They know that they're going to try to do a low block.
Yeah, but I'm not saying, like, do you think Spain know? I know they know. Everyone know. Everyone's got a rough idea of what someone's going to do. It's just whether can you stop it? And that's the reason why you've got your Kane's dropping deep.
It's because your wingers are, it's allowing your wingers to half cheat. So when we do play against them tougher teams, yeah, and then we do get the ball, we're gone straight away. They're straight. It's Kane playing that quarterback pass, and then we're catching them on the counter.
What tougher team have we beaten?
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
None. What do you mean tougher team?
What do you mean what tougher team?
None, bro. Like, you're saying when we come across the tougher teams, this is why Kane does rear it. Like, the answer to the question is what happens when England play a team that's better than them? Unfortunately, is they lose 100%. It's happened in recent years. Even the teams that aren't better than them beat them, bro. But teams, because again, the way England play is blatant. You know Kane's going to drop deep. You know the wingers are going to go high. That's a high school tactic, bro. You know, that's easy
it's
to
very
play
predictable.
Against.
Yeah, but you could say it is easy to play against, but if you have the players with the right quality, it doesn't matter if you know what they're going to do.
Do Ghana have the players with the right quality? If Ghana had a proper nine that game, they win the game. If Panama had a proper nine...
Yeah, but do you know what you're saying? But do you know what you're doing? You're saying if.
Yeah, but,
if,
yeah, but it's
if
not going to
work
be,
in
yeah,
football,
exactly.
Though.
So in Spain, when they come... because. It's not if they lose to Spain. They lost to Spain. 100%.
But you're saying,
they lost
let's talk
to
about Ghana though. You're saying if Ghana had a better striker, if England scored 10 goals, no Ghana win it of one.
Is England's
but
problem playing too
if.
Conservative then?
You just can't use
is
it.
Is that England's problem playing too conservative?
It's not even conservative.
Because they have opportunities to play a lot more attacking players. You've got Eze, you've got the Morgan Rogers, you've got everyone.
He's just saying they're not good enough. Because what I'm trying to say is, the reason why it's looked shaky against these low block teams, because really England's team is set up for the elite teams. It's like what Noss is saying. They're set up to transition and set up to counter. The bigger teams are going to come onto them. They're going to look way more threatening. He's saying... they're not good enough. What he's saying is right. That is how they're set up. You're saying it's not going to make no difference.
No, because it's not that I'm saying it's not going to make no difference. England are going to set up how they set up. And these better teams are going to have ways to counter that. They know England are going to come there and try to stop them and be stronger than them. You have to remember, the France is the rare these men play expansive football. They have a way to play against anyone. They can score against anyone. England can't score against Ghana.
But what you're doing don't make no sense though. What you're doing definitely don't make no sense. That's just like saying, for example, I don't know, in the Premier League, Man United go and draw with Wolves, and then I'm there saying, well, if we can't beat Wolves, how are we going to win against Arsenal next week?
Bro, no,
every
a
game has a
bro.
Yeah, yeah, this but is, every this... game has a different outcome. And we wasn't good against Ghana. Okay.
Was you good against Panama?
No, but the most important thing is we got the job done.
We'll see. You're gonna see. We'll see, man.
We've got the same problems that we had versus Ghana with Panama as well. So what Lippy's saying, when we buck real teams, that problem is still gonna persist.
The last few tournaments, the routes into the knockouts have been like this. We've had favourable groups and stuff like that, and we still haven't put in like super impressive performances. I told you from before, it's gonna be solid little 1-0s, get a 0-0 there, get out of the group what we're supposed to, get into the last of 32, get a 1-0 from a set piece, solid. This is how the teams move to the last three, four tournaments.
That's how England moves. Because it's England and
no, but it's enough to get into the finals twice. They could have won it.
Oh, bro, but you see the team that got to the final. They have a game or two games where you say, yeah, man, don't want to play against them. 100%.
Who England had that?
We've had favourable draws.
Oh, you're saying, I'm talking about the team that
wins it. When France and Argentina got to the finals, you knew anyone that saw them, other than each other, is getting moved to. They got over the little 2-1 to Saudi or whatever. And because that's what I'm getting at. England don't get over the problems. France, Spain, whoever, they'll say, that was... we'll move on and try to do something a bit different. And nine times out of ten, it pops off. England gets stuck in their ways. Because again, Kane's going to drop deep against Congo tomorrow. Broski, do you know who he's dropping deep to see? I don't know, but that guy's ready for him.
Just Sawyer.
Cool, so tomorrow, Congo, what do you want to see?
I want the Congo defenders to spend 90 minutes, yeah, having to occupy... the best nine in the world.
See, now you're talking about Congo. How do you want England to set up? against Congo.
Did you just hear what I just said?
So you're saying San Zaydee's going
to listen to what I'm saying. You're trying to, you're listening to argue. I'm saying I want them to have to fight Kane. So I want Kane to stay up there.
He needs to stay as close to the goal as possible.
He needs to be as close to the goal as possible. He doesn't need to drop back to play a... Because this is the thing, yeah. He's not dropping back to play amazing passes to Nonny or whoever and then drift into the space. He's going there, playing it 5 yards, trying to play the game all here and then losing it and then... I'm doing the dread thing, blaming Elliot Anderson, bro. You know them way there.
The best nine in the world is so far away from the goal. Like, it doesn't make any sense,
do you know
bro.
What it is? You lot are saying this, but then when he does it for Bayern and it works, everyone's...
System's different though, man. Yeah, system's different.
Yeah, but then Tuchel's clearly seen it and thinks he can implement it into this World Cup because he's letting him do it.
You've got flying wingers at Bayern though,
his gaffers can be wrong, bro.
We've got flying wingers at... England.
They're not the same way. Nah,
not
bro.
The same. They're not the same. It's not even about...
One sec. Who's not... Who?
Elise.
What, world-class soccer?
No. But I'm saying we've got flying wingers.
And Luis Diaz and
no,
Elise.
Listen. Okay, I hear that.
Because I'll put Rashford there.
But I'm saying
so
England.
So don't they say world-class soccer?
Like, I don't want to do that right now.
I'll say, look, I'll put Rashford up there because
bro,
on his day, Rashford.
Listen.
Yeah,
we're not gonna go because you're gonna tell me we ain't got the flying wingers, so no one ain't gonna put world class.
Listen. Today, England
I'm just checking.
England don't have world class wingers today.
Okay,
they don't. Rashford with his cane rolls is not.
No. Once don't do that though. Don't do that.
Forget Rashford. Rashford's been our best winger.
Don't do that. Yeah, don't.
Rashford's been our best winger, so don't do that.
Cool, bro. Best out of a.
He actually has. 80 mil Gordon, world-class Saka, and KSI. Right.
But it's not.
it's not KSI.
Bro, if you might want to do the English thing, cool, innit? Just in the quarterfinals or whatever, man crash out of this thing, bro. Just pay me my dues, innit?
Yeah, but do you know
that's
what?
That's all I want.
That's all we're going to keep doing, though, is if we win against Congo... Oh, what's the next round?
No.
Until we eventually lose. And then it's like,
No.
Like, you can't
do
that.
If they beat Congo, in any way, I will be impressed.
Bro, have you not seen England's, run? I've not seen a better sided, for knockout phase. The last time I see that was... Arsenal in the Champions League.
England are capable. It's just, I think they just have to kind of release the shackles.
Who's next if they beat Congo?
I think USA.
Out of
Mexico.
I think they only got a big challenge in the semis, depending on who's on. I think
they could butt Brazil.
But Argentina or Brazil.
I think it's Brazil.
I reckon semis. England deal with Brazil.
Based on what we've seen, France. France probably been the only team that we could say has been handling business.
Ecuador's a tough team.
They're
though.
A World Cup
team.
Team.
They don't score, but they don't concede a lot.
They lost to the first game.
They hardly ever concede. They're a tough
Ivory
team
Coast.
To play against.
They lose to Ivory Coast in the first. Yeah, they're not easy team
Ivory
to play
Coast
against.
Have
so.
Been good.
And Colombia are looking frightening.
And there's Bear Africa. But hey, do you know that? I think it was out of 12 African nations.
9 out of 10.
Out of the 12 African nations that was there, 11 of them have gone through.
Nine out of 10.
Is it 9 out of 10?
I think it's 9 out of 10 teams that entered.
Big up.
Tunisia's the only one that didn't go through.
Yeah, Tunisia's the only one.
Previous records, 2.
does that help with it being 46 teams?
48.
And the weather.
Is it 48? Sorry, my bad.
And the weather.
Yeah, okay.
And the weather.
What do you mean and the weather? How come they don't all win AFCON then?
What do you mean? Because only one team can win AFCON.
They're all used to it in AFCON, bro.
The weather don't matter. They all play in Europe anyway.
They don't all win AFCON.
Like England and Spain can go win AFCON.
Exactly. How don't they all win AFCON?
Man saying they're doing good because of the weather. Like they don't play AFCON every... Well, they should be
every four years, they should be
cooking AFCON up.
Why
then,
did you
they
say
do,
that though?
African team always cooks AFCON. I promise. It's not no one from anywhere else. I swear down.
Who's meant to win AFCON?
That's
China.
I'm saying,
like,
right?
Man said, why don't they win AFCON? Move, man.
Alright, boys. It's serious though. Only 6 African teams before this had ever qualified for the knockout stages. Who are they, Silla?
With Senegal, Ghana, Cameroon, Morocco.
Who South else? Africa. Algeria?
No, South Africa never
South Africa.
Oh, Nigeria.
Nigeria and...
Burkina Faso.
This is how I know you're Caribbean.
South Africa lost to Canada yesterday with the 20-year-old centre-back.
Oh my, what's his name? Mbozi. Mbozi.
Something like that.
You just keep telling yourself he's 20, innit?
No, he's not. It's not a that.
It's not 20.
But listen, 8 remain. Ivory Coast play later on. They are playing.
They got a good team. Who they got? Norway, 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 Norway.
Do I think a team from outside of Europe or South America will ever win it? I do, you know.
Yeah.
Same.
I do. I think.
If not now, in the soon horizon.
How soon?
I'll say in the next 8 years. We see an African region? Team.
I don't know about
African
that.
Country. We see an African country win the World Cup.
But before
Japan. Morocco could. Nah, if they birth two, three more superstars, they may.
This is the only way it can happen.
Man are laughing, you know.
That don't happen.
Why though?
Because the African countries can't get a group of good players all at one
time.
That's
what I was going to say.
They can't.
The only way it could happen is if
good team.
Everyone goes back to their country.
Yeah, say Congo or someone have a good World Cup, yeah?
Yeah.
Congo, Senegal,
yeah.
Ghana. Let's just say everyone. This is a good World Cup.
Yeah.
And say it gets like that. There's going to be young footballers in the motherland watching. You understand? And if it inspires them, they're going to get to that 16, 17-year-old age, especially the boys from Senegal.
And then declare for France.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
they're going to be a lot more patriotic to represent their country, bro.
You say they're going to play for... Like, there's guys that are... Look at Bouadi turned down France.
Yeah.
There's that Mbaye...
He didn't turn down France. They didn't pick him. Then he went Morocco.
Cool, man.
Like, that's the chain of events. They didn't pick him.
And he will
live to regret Morocco. He didn't turn France.
Why are you locked?
What you reckon?
Cool.
There's going to be youths here like Nketiah that's going to come through the ranks of an English.
Who? Like who?
You know Nketiah, right? Yeah.
You know, he's not winning out with Nketiah.
He wanted to go back to Ghana after he played for England, innit? He wanted to come back to Ghana, but there's going to be youths that inspired by that and be like, you know what?
Silla, he wanted to go back to Ghana because he wasn't getting to England.
Yeah, he wasn't making it.
Same with Hudson-Odoi. They wanted to go to the World Cup, so they tried to find that way back through the door.
Yeah.
And they shut the door on them.
Yeah, but that's because them man played for England first. So they're not rating that. But I'm saying there's going to be kids seeing that and actually want to represent the African countries.
And you know, and let's have it right. There's been
they're
kids.
They're going to want to do that. And they want to get a good crop of talent in Africa.
I can kind
of
agree because the lesser teams are there. They're more. Lesser teams are going to be more inclined to play like younger players. So you see, like the little young little wonder kids.
These men are laughing.
The young little wonder kids in that.
Hey, back.
Now you have a point because you see, like the young little wonder kids in that. They'll get the playing time in these smaller national teams in that.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, they will. They'll get the minutes.
I'm doing this.
They will stand out.
You just stop the foolishness, man. Stop it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, bro. Let me tell you one thing. Yeah, bro. These players are getting into these European countries, yeah, by hook or by crook, yeah? They're here, yeah? Bro, once they get their stay, they're not going back home, bro. They're representing this country, no matter how good they are. There's no player in the world, yeah, that is representing an African team and then a younger player is going to be like, oh, I'm going to do that.
Who told you that?
They're not. Tell me a player.
Who told
Why
you not?
Tell me a player, then. Why not?
Let Lippy go, let Lippy go.
It's as simple as Roger this, Miller. Yeah? Because let me tell you something. You see, every single human that's been a child in this country since 1966, that's 60 years of children, they've watched this country win nothing, bro. They've been inspired by nothing, yeah? One day, one little Nigerian you is going to say, brother, I don't want to go England and go out in the round of 32. I could do that with Nigeria, bro.
And I could win the AFCON and be a champion back home.
It's going to happen one day because... It started happening with Morocco. The whole Morocco team ain't Moroccan. None of them are Moroccan. Bouadi, Vreta, they're all from places outside of Brahim Diaz.
Where's Hakimi from?
Hakimi's Spanish, bro. Brahim Diaz is Spanish. Mazraoui's Dutch. Who's the other one you lot had? Amrabat, I'm sure he's Dutch as well, whatever he is. It's already happening.
You've named all these players, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And probably out of one of them,
mm-hmm.
probably has an argument. They're all rejected players who wasn't getting into their main national team. Mm-hmm. So what do you think? Like, how can you see it changing? It's not going to change. They're not going to go and say, oh, I'm going to represent Ghana and everyone's going to follow. It's not going to happen. There's too much. Just say, for example, if they were born in England and their parents are Ghanaian, I don't see, unless they have strict parents that is... has got them, then they say, you know, you're going to represent Ghana. It don't happen.
But quickly, my last point here will be that when these players go over to Europe to develop, yeah, like what Beans is saying, that is their dream to go and to be top footballers. And if you're at the top end of that scale, especially if you're coming from Africa or Asia or wherever it be, and you get and you're successful in Europe, it's not going there to build it up and then go back home. It's to get their citizenship. If they're in the top end of that scale, they're going to play for these big European countries. That the dream and the drive. It's not to say they don't love their countries, but that's not the dream. I'm gonna go to Europe. I'm gonna go make it at flipping Juventus and be one of the best players in the world. Have my Italian citizenship, but actually I'm gonna go and play for Gabon.
George Weah done it.
I'm not saying people don't do it.
Are you like this is a mad myth?
No, but that's not the dream, innit?
No, but it is though. You know why? Because when they go back home, they're the kings, bro. Like they actually worship back home. When they win the AFCON, just a simple AFCON, or let's say the Asian Cup, they are worship, bro. They actually love it.
The same thing Mars is saying. When you talk about the top spec, the top end of players in the world,
yeah,
they will play. Let's say your French, they will play for France. They're all Africans. They will play for France. Spain, you'll find players that are Lamine could have played for what? Is he Moroccan? Gone to Spain. England. They could have all went back to Jamaica. They could have, do you know what I mean? I don't know if it's since the beginning of time or what, bro, but there's certain teams, we could say clubs as well, and there's certain countries, bro, when you play and you represent, that is your dream. Do you know what I mean? Not to it's be what rude you're saying, or anything.
In them lower teams, yeah, the top players, like the players that play for them are the youths that either don't play at a top level and in and around their country and that's what they're picking, yeah? Or rejected from the country that they moved to. And they can't get to England or Spain, so then they go back. There's no one thriving at the best at their ability and best of playing at the top level that's trying to bring it home.
Would you
the
say
best,
Mane?
The best player...
Mane then.
The best player... Hold on. The best player born in England at the World Cup don't play for England, bro.
Plays for Norway.
He plays for France. Oh yeah, and Elise, the other one plays for Norway. Yeah. So it's these guys 10 years ago are in England shirts, no matter what. So this thing that you're talking about, no matter what you're saying, is getting less and less, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
You cannot deny
it. You can't deny it.
There's arguments for both sides.
This Diamande is going for what? 100 and something million PSG. You don't know what this could spark, you know, bro. You don't know. Because again, what should have happened when Wenger started signing all these Africans and everything. That should have started the wave, but the world just weren't there yet. I think it's 10 million. I think you went 10 million if you go out now, innit?
And not to be rude, you know where some of that money is going when it comes to certain countries.
I was just about to say corruption.
That's
why bare players don't want to represent.
It goes back to the same thing, bro.
It's dark.
That's why enough African players don't go back.
They're supposed to get broke down between the players and the
staff. No, like politics and whatnot, bro, depending on where they put the money.
Players supposed to get some of it as well.
I'm not saying they're not, but if you look at 10 mil and you put that back to homeland and you see, I don't know, pitches and you see, you know, like that's
up.
More of an investment. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You can say, yo, I believe
they've
in this country.
Yeah.
The next crop of players could say, yo, they're building that for us. We
funnily
could cut
enough,
through.
Japan's been doing that.
Come on, you know my team, man.
But you're not bringing 10 back home to your nation to talk about your developing tender to buy cones. Is this going to make any difference, bruv? You can't even get a right back for 10 million, man. Shut up, man.
That's a cone.
You're talking like England are dirty, bro. that's what cones, it is. We were like French or something.
Nah, they're not dirty, cones but St. George's Park has kind of paid off in terms of their relevancy in and around like the finals of major European
10 million ain't touching the sides.
Yeah, and Claire Fontaine and that, like St. George's Park, all of these lot, they're institutions that have been there for like 50 years.
Not St. George's Park, but.
No, but like they've been there.
Bro, you man, training facilities for your clubs are like 50 million upwards in that, 40, 50 million in that.
Bro, let's be real. You know what happens with certain monies with certain countries, bro? You know that's more janting.
Therefore.
Yeah, you think you're getting it? You know what I'm saying?
Smile and wave.
Germany done it with the youth all the way through Germany. But that was all Ozil and Kadera and all them. We saw them followed all the way through. Dan Ashworth copied it, dubbed with the England DNA, went all the way through the FA and patterned up. All the kids play the same way now. A lot of talent is going on. You're right, it is because of the investments, but these are already big. It's way more than 10 million. It's already big established countries. Yeah. I'm not saying, obviously, every little helps, but I'm saying like it sounds good everybody's getting 10 million, but it's not going to touch the sides. And then like you're saying, half of these countries, the president's going
to
get
and man have to book their own hotels and flights.
That's
and
the
that.
Stories African players don't want
to
hear.
We're killing ourselves for Africa.
Bro, what I'm saying could happen to England. For a generation, it happened to the best footballing nation that I've seen, Brazil. They had to watch a lot of their best players play for other countries, bro. Deco, Diego Costa. You understand, bro? Because they did, and that was because they didn't believe anything would happen with Brazil at the time. Fair enough, for a moment, it might have been that they weren't good enough to get in. But when they were good enough, they said, no, Brazil ain't good enough now.
There's a point where every big team goes to look back at their infrastructure and kind of reinvest in the youth and like every big team's done it. There's a lot of big teams that have done it. Not big teams, but big countries. Sorry,
because it happens. There's a lot of times because the teams are stacked as well.
Yeah, you it's just yeah.
It's because the teams are stacked. It's not even necessarily that.
It might be that they're stacked, or the stacked team doesn't perform as expected. Okay,
for an example, when Aaron Wan-Bissaka's coming up, and he wants to play, right back, and man is all right, cool, go Congo, because he probably wants to play England, but you got Reece James, you got Trent Alexander,
you're not gonna get him.
Livermento, Carl Walker at the time,
you got Carl Walker, you got Ben White, like the teams are stacked.
But hear what I'm saying.
It doesn't matter about my hopes and dreams. I want to play football. You know what?
But that adds to more what man's saying.
Well, yeah,
because England are producing so many players now, and France and all these places. Now these extra youths that would have maybe been third best 10 years ago, they're now like seventh best. They're just going to play for their homeland.
Yeah, and they can meet the same people in the World Cup. Yeah,
but then you're saying this. Mm-hmm. They're not good. They're not that good.
What do you mean? So what? Wan-Bissaka, arguably, you see, who's England's best right back? Reece James.
Yeah.
Wan-Bissaka's not that much worse than him, bro.
He's not.
It's the truth.
Am
I wrong, bro?
Wan-Bissaka could play for England, man. Maybe not even start in every game, but he could play for England, man. He's decent, man.
These guys that are falling from, I get it with the Nketiahs.
Not necessarily starting or whatever, but he could play for England, bro. He could.
What Jed Spence is doing, Wan-Bissaka would do.
Yeah.
100%.
I'd say that.
You can't deny that.
If you weren't sure at United, definitely at West Ham should show you that. Definitely at West Ham should show you that.
Listen, he's playing for Congo, isn't it? Wan-Bissaka, he's gonna lock up Rashford.
It's gonna get so
I'm not
long.
Gonna lie to you, bro. He's gonna
especially playing against Rashford. I'm not. Gonna
bro, he's gonna he's gonna take it personal, bro.
He's gonna take.
He's
it,
gonna bro. He's gonna
remember,
take it
remember.
Personal,
he's
bro.
He's. This is like I said. This is a stage where you have two good performances. You're making a move, bro. We've seen it. We've seen it.
He could end up at Chelsea.
Remember, he's relegated with West Ham, bro. This could
end up at Chelsea.
What do you mean? Gusto's going City?
No, did you just say Wan-Bissaka could end up at Chelsea?
Well, Gusto's gone City.
You're playing that Wan-Bissaka way too much.
You see, man.
It's not crazy.
You, man. No. Wan-Bissaka at Chelsea.
A World Cup can change a person's life.
He's going to be cheap. He's going to be like 30. He's going to be like 40 mil or something.
After Hamas. James, James, and
who's he talking about?
James Rodriguez.
Bro, yeah, you stop James.
James. James.
And what's my man who went Liverpool?
Ozil done the same thing, bro.
What's my man?
McAllister.
Nah.
Enzo.
African. Senegal.
Oh, Diouf.
Diouf. After those things, I don't think people are jumping the gun at World Cup. I think it's harder to go to the World Cup and come away with a name. Like the way the data is and the analysis, but these players, all the players in the world.
You can't overcomplicate it because the World Cup is a trial for every player.
Because all the big teams are looking at the same players. Everyone else is looking around.
A player that they've been watching for 18 months and they're like, going and just having two good games in the World Cup ain't going to make them say, oh, you know, they're going to spend 40, 50 million on him now.
Because football's different.
It's different. Analytics, the data, they know what they're doing. It's going to be hard for a man to rock up that no one knows in world football and then gets taken by a storm and he goes and gets a big
this
move.
World Cup,
this day and age, that's
why
changed.
Not?
That's not happening.
Why not? There's a lot of players that are from unknown countries or you don't know what they're going
to
bring.
What, to that level? Who?
No, and they're looking at their contracts.
This is
and
how, who did they grab? Who got grabbed last World Cup? Because
last World Cup?
Gavardio, yeah. I can't
Governor.
Say his name.
Guardiola.
Guardiola
was relatively
known. I think he was kind of already.
I didn't even know he played.
He was established. He was established.
He played centre back the whole tournament. Took over the world. But I was not familiar. I knew. I did not know he could do that. And then City went and bought him afterwards. But facts.
Yeah, but I think
Gavardio killed
him. He had a name already. He
was on big team.
Remember, he was young. Left footed as well.
His name weren't like that.
Cool.
Okay, again.
If you just said you didn't know, we're telling you.
Exactly.
How are you fighting us?
His name weren't like that. I said I knew who he was.
To you, it weren't like that, bro.
You thought was some ranting and raving.
Fair enough.
It's not about ranting.
It's not about ranting and raving. It's just innit?
Okay. He was one of the lads.
I think even like a McAllister last World Cup, he put himself. Obviously, he was at Brighton.
I watched him play for Brighton week in week out. He's just
stupid. Enzo.
No, obviously.
People didn't know about Enzo.
But no, but.
They learned about McAllister at the World Cup.
Going from Brighton.
You don't watch football.
Going from Brighton to then being the main assist, like backup to Messi. That World Cup, he kind of was.
We're talking about the catalyst, though. We knew
about McAllister from playing in that league week in, week out.
Weren't he already at Liverpool that World Cup?
Nah, he was at Brighton them day there.
He was cooking at Brighton. All right, crowd, get in the comments. Let us know below if you think a team outside of South America or Europe win the World Cup. So that means North America too, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
CONCACAF. Okay.
It's possible.
I'm showing you lot from now, you know. When we retire and we don't
have...
You've
seen the Yuzo training.
Come back to this.
You know what? If Yuzo was in the Euros, you might have been able to do it.
Why are you saying you lot?
Japan.
My team. Oh.
If you're doing the Euros, you might be able to do it.
Like, no Asian country's winning it before an African country. No,
that's pride.
No,
that's ego and pride.
It's not pride. It's bull, bro.
I reckon Blue Lot locks up every African team.
Did South Korea get to the semis when they was the host nation?
Yeah. Close, man.
Oi.
Close.
South Korea got to the semis.
Exactly,
and that was the last tournament.
Exactly,
yeah, their accident.
The Asians done it before the Africans, is what he's saying.
Yeah, but what in what year did they
man
do
said
this?
Said before. What's the eight?
That's the same. That's the same tournament. The same now, tournament bro, that Amrabat got the move in it for locking up Mbappe.
The Asian
accident.
Amrabat. Yeah,
they've had their Nakata moment. Nakamura and them man.
Come on, man.
Yeah,
Matoma was the way back.
All right, how do we feel about this Cristiano Ronaldo discourse? Clearly, the most popular player in the world. Still,
you hear what your twin said about him? It said he's closer to him than Ronaldo is to Messi.
Who's twin? Do I look homeless? That ain't my twin.
Less view.
And I think he meant Ronaldo Brown.
I'm closer to Cristiano than Cristiano is to Messi.
That's nasty work, man.
Yeah, I'm saying to you, I am closer to Cristiano than Cristiano.
No, I like that argument.
I'm closer to Cristiano Ronaldo.
I'm not close to him.
I'm nowhere near him. But I'm closer
so
to
you're
him.
You're closer to the... what a lot of people would say, the second best player to ever play the game.
He's not.
Dan, the second is to the first best player to ever play the game.
That's blasphemous.
You know it is, yeah. Crazy.
And he looks like he drew his beard on as well.
You lot are trying to take away from what he's trying to say, though. Obviously, he said it in a fried way, but the general thing, what he's trying to say is, I hear him, bro.
I hear
him
too.
He shouldn't have used himself. He should have used, like, an actual footballer. You get me? Like, if I said Cristiano Ronaldo is closer to Wilfred Zaha in ability than he is to Messi, to me, that makes sense.
No, it don't. It's wrong.
To me, that makes sense.
No, he's wrong.
Zaha, his style of play is closer to Zaha's than Messi's. Facts. Are you crazy?
Do you know what the world has done? Not even we. Do you know what we've done?
What?
We've forgot the fact that Ronaldo's got like 3-4 versions of himself. Have we forgot what Ronaldo was?
Is he displaying that now?
If you're talking about today's, like if you say today's Ronaldo, argue what you like. Man, I'm saying Ronaldo as if they've rubbed out everything and we're just remembering him for what, Saudi, going forward.
Even what he just done. Saying Cristiano Ronaldo is closer in ability to Wilfred Zaha than he is to Messi is exactly the same as saying he's closer. You might as well agree with Loons then. Loons might as well be right then. There ain't no blood clot difference. He's chatting shit.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's nonsense.
You, this is what it is, because you lot do
he's
the...
He's light.
You
yeah, lot Street the, said he's yeah, the best.
Listen,
apart
listen,
from
listen.
Messi, he's the best player that's
you,
ever lived.
Bro. Do you know why? Do you know you man make me sick, though. Yeah? This is. I'm going to tell you why, especially you, bro. See me, bro. You see, now I'm of age, yeah? Footballers aren't... I still appreciate them, but they're not superheroes to man no more. I see them as humans now. I'm not 12 anymore to think Henri can do no wrong. I had to have uncomfortable conversations about footballers that I loved when I got older, like the Bergkamps. Yeah, cool, man. He's all them Ruud van Nistelrooys and Rete that I said I'd rather have up front rather than him. I was lying. You, man, are stuck in year... You weren't even in school when Ronaldo kicked ball. That's why it stinks.
Who?
These, man. You weren't in school when Ronaldo was there. Are you man Ronaldo's age?
I was.
Obviously, you're mad. Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. These man, so you see this Messi-Ronaldo arguing. Let's allow it. That's what I'm saying. It's done. Forget about the Man U stuff. Do you admit that he's nowhere near Messi?
No,
I wouldn't say.
Oh, come on, guys. Man. Like, let's actually talk present day right now.
No, I don't. I agree that Messi's better than him. Do I think he's nowhere near him? I don't agree.
He's nowhere near him. He's better. He displays it all the time, bro.
That's fine. That's your opinion. You don't have to fight me for my opinion. I'm not going to fight you for your shit opinion. He's up here talking shit and crap and bollocks.
You lot upset he kicked out your teeth.
Just leave me. Let me have my opinion.
Your opinion is
why can't I have my opinion? You have to fight me for it.
You said like 8 swear words. You ain't said your opinion. You're just
my opinion is that you are talking shit.
It's cool, man.
Nah, that's my opinion. You are wrong.
Nah, lose this friend. Lose this friend.
Right, let's use this tournament as an argument. And because since we don't want to use every other part of football.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's use now. I'm not going to say this is like a mad time to judge them. You get me? Two old dog. But brother, one of these old dog has got 6-3 for no reason.
And broken another record.
Yeah, bro. Like, it's levels, bro.
What are you so... Let's just be honest, yeah? Messi plays in the MLS, yeah? And Ronaldo plays in Saudi. Bro, both of their careers are over, bro.
Nah.
They are, bro.
Messi's
they're
the
done.
Top scorer in the World they're Cup done. Right now. How's he done?
Bro.
So it doesn't matter.
Wait. But are you including...
Ronaldo scored more goals than last season.
Last season, they weren't playing on the same platform.
So?
On the same platform, Messi has more goals than everyone. And you're saying his career's done.
Who has more goals than
Messi?
Anyone?
He's the top scorer in the World Cup right now, bro.
Oh, in the World Cup.
Yeah,
World
like
Cup.
He is,
like,
bro.
Like, do you know what it is? I'm not here for
it's
this.
Messi,
No. Because I think Messi.
He's got home
I think
bias.
Messi. They're I think Messi. I think as a footballer, Messi is better than Ronaldo, isn't it? Yeah. But what I'm trying to say to you is like, why are we forcing this narrative? Like we're pushing drama on them. Just respect
because they're just still, they're still playing.
But
it's not,
they
hate
days.
Him because he played 3-9. Now, all of a sudden, because Messi's so good, all of a sudden, Ronaldo has to be meaty now. And it's lying.
That's the honest truth. That is the honest truth, bro.
He's a GOAT. He's one of the best that's ever kicked a ball.
Okay,
facts.
Cool.
Only person better than him that's ever existed is Messi. That's it.
This is my thing, yeah? The compliment to Ronaldo, regardless of what you say, yeah, is that he's literally the only player you can compare to Messi. And unfortunately for him, when you put him against Messi in the bright lights to someone that actually knows ball, there's a bit of distance between them. Yes, them two are in another stratosphere compared to anyone else their generation, 100%. But when you isolate them two, just like when you isolate
two
good
styles,
players,
though.
One, someone's going to get...
It's like a Ryu and a Ken, bro. It's two different styles.
Yeah, but that sounds cute, you saying it like that. But then also, 10 minutes ago, you just said he's closer to Wilfried Zaha than to Messi.
I think so.
So everybody heard that knows you're an idiot.
I think so.
So they're both in a different stratosphere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But one of them's closer to loons than the other one's closer to the other one in the
Zaha's loons.
Loons is close to no footballer.
Loons is close to death. He's closer to death, closer than Ronaldo. Like, he's closer to bowing out.
I agree with that.
When he said that, he was tapping the floor. That's signs. He was
hurt.
You
go watch a video of Prime Zaha and a video of Prime Ronaldo.
Are you
mad? And a video of Prime Messi.
Nah, that's a bad thing.
Ronaldo will look more like the black guy.
That's a bad
100%. He's going to be running past one power.
What is Prime Ronaldo?
What do you mean?
No, I just want to know.
Prime
Ronaldo
for me is Ronaldo. You lot, Ronaldo, at the end of his thing.
Not early Madrid Ronaldo.
It's the same player.
Late Man United, early Madrid.
Yeah, late.
Them last two seasons for United, he was insane.
Can I ask one question? Is Omri better than Ronaldo?
Better footballer.
Loons also said that Ronaldo won't score another goal this World Cup.
So far, he's right. I believe him as well. I take it back. Henry is better than Ronaldo still. 100%.
Okay.
So 100%. So one sec. What I'm about to ask you.
Let's break it down.
One sec. I'm just want to ask
it down.
I just want to ask one question. I want to answer one question. In this world, it's Messi, Henry, Ronaldo.
Nice. Messi.
No,
a couple men
there. I just want them three players.
Yeah.
It's Messi, Henry, Ronaldo.
I see how you're quiet because you're smart.
Yes.
Do you agree with me?
No.
You agree with me?
Yes.
Bro, you
Messi, Henry, Ronaldo.
Yes. I don't care what anyone says.
Right, let's break it down.
No, because
they, let's break it down.
They want Man United, Ronaldo, so I'm going to do that.
They want to do numbers.
It don't matter what
Henry. No, because you lot are playing unfair.
Henry's better than Ronaldo. Henry's better than Ronaldo, bro.
There's no version of Henry that's better than
Ronaldo. Henry is faster, better ball carrier, better finisher. Bet everything.
0203 Henry weren't better than 06, 07
He's a better
Ronaldo.
Finisher than Ronaldo. Yeah.
How's he not a better finisher than Ronaldo?
Ronaldo is probably the best finisher we've seen. Better finisher. Outside the box, in the box, header, left foot, right foot. Like, what are you not cooked? No, let's not do that, man. Let's not really do that, bro.
Stinker, bro.
Finisher. Ball carrier. You're talking about Ronaldo's dribbling. Prime CR7 dribbling.
So what's Prime CR7?
The same Prime you just said.
So you think that was better than Prime Henry?
100%.
Yeah, it was.
100%.
It was.
Of course you're not hearing that. Why? Because Ronaldo kicked out your team.
32 goals, 42 goals.
Yeah, man. Henry's never done that into Man U.
I never said that. You lot arguing the Ronaldo thing
too much. That 42 goal Ballon d'Or season, Henry would wish, and you know what? Can't we move this on?
Because you ain't playing fair. If we want to actually have this discussion and play fair, then we can actually play fair.
No, we're playing fair. Ronaldo's still better.
Who's a better player?
That's Henry, it. Henry.
I only asked Henry. That.
Let's draw a line in this argument, bro. This Messi and CR7 thing exists to this day because United have the most football teams in the world. Only, bro.
Most
if my
teams.
Man, you do. You lot are the world's
football teams or
you
fans.
You have the worst football fans in the world.
The worst.
You have the most. I said the most. Okay, you have the most football fans in the world.
Okay.
In any
is.
Country, there's, I'd say, like, a quarter of the nation's fan base is United fans, bro. No matter where you go. It could be a country with its own global league over there, bro. You understand? There's still United fans there. And obviously, Ronaldo is amazing. With those two factors together, he's always going to be held at a stratosphere.
But United was bigger before Ronaldo, though,
no? It is. People do revisionist history.
Ronaldo's probably just made it even worse. But it's cool, United's still bigger,
HBO's probably going to do it. Just wait till he retires, yeah? And let's watch the movie. Let's watch the DVD. You know, like our Michael Jackson thing. Let's just wait for the movie or the DVD, the documentary. And then it will just put things into perspective so you can go back and watch in real time. You're going to say, oh, yeah, for real. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Low it, man.
Ronaldo's number two.
Low
Messi's
him.
Number one. Obviously,
low
Messi's
him.
Is a beautiful game. Ronaldo's
okay, cool. Will he score another World Cup goal?
Efficiency.
No.
Get me.
I don't see him doing it.
I think Loon's changed his
argument.
Ronaldo's
scoring another World Cup goal.
Will he score another World Cup goal?
Yeah. I reckon he will.
Loon's changed his argument for it being not a open play goal.
Yeah. Actually, I reckon he will. Yeah,
I agree with that.
I reckon he will. I reckon he'll score an open play goal.
Do you know what it is? Why do we always change the narrative? That's a what goal is a goal.
Mm-hmm. I reckon he'll.
You're right.
No, but we know the difference though, innit?
When Messi last World Cup scored like six pens, there was no talking about
it.
No one cared
about
that.
No one cared about
that. But all of a sudden, it's about open play, close play. Like, here's what it is, man. Is what it is.
Everyone wants to move the goalposts.
It's a goalpost.
But I look at Messi and Ronaldo, they're both in the twilight of their careers. You can clearly see who's the better player. That's just what it is. Don't overcomplicate it.
Before we even get into other things, who plays in a better team?
I think Ronaldo plays in a better team, but Argentina play for Messi a lot.
You're saying Portugal don't play for Ronaldo. It's
the game that they did, he got bare chances.
Can we agree that today it's easier to play for Messi than it is to play for Ronaldo. Can you accept this?
Yes.
But Messi will facilitate.
Makes
it a lot easier. You understand?
Okay.
That has nothing to do with their ability, by the way. But because let's have it right. Portugal do have a good attack. Very creative players. Some of the most creative players in the tournament. You understand? In midfield.
I think Portugal's problem is the midfield.
Yeah, but let's just say on paper, that midfield with one of the greatest goal scorers of all time in front of it.
It should work.
The issue is that guy's 40 something now.
41, yeah.
And you understand? So
you
it's
can't
the timing.
Play for Ronaldo as well.
Exactly. So to play for a 40-year-old, that is similar to Kane with England. If this is our talisman, we need him to be in those places and facilitate. I think Ronaldo does it a bit more than Kane does, but still is in
Ronaldo's not bad at facilitating.
Yeah, but at the same time, it's to play for CR7 now, you've got players that are going to have to, quote unquote, change their natural game. You understand? Bruno Fernandes, he sees a chance to do something direct. He's going to do it. Because of Ronaldo, Ronaldo doesn't want him to do it. There's bare cutbacks. You understand? And it's, man.
He assisted him though for that goal. So.
Yeah, Bruno needs to play higher. Closer to Ronaldo.
Cool. Before we move on, crowd, let us know why they hate Cristiano Ronaldo so much on this channel. Also remember to subscribe to Extra Filthy. That's where the majority of the World Cup content will be hosted. We've got transfer news. Oh, this should be interesting. Elliot Anderson to City.
Your dog.
175 million.
You idiot.
100.
I'm playing. It was 116 million. Club record. That changes the rankings of the most expensive Premier League players.
The second most expensive Premier League signing of all time is now
Big up his
Anderson.
Agent.
And he's the most expensive English player.
His agent is a G.
Number one is obviously Alexander Isak last summer from Newcastle to Liverpool. Number two is now Anderson, Forest to City. Number three is Wirtz, Leverkusen to Liverpool. Number four is Brighton, you know, it's Casado. 115 million from Brighton to Chelsea, and Enzo for 107 million fifth from Benfica to Chelsea.
Can I say one thing?
No, you're not.
One thing I know about that list, when you spend over £105 million for a player, they turn out
Who?
Because all of them have been whack.
Because Casado's worth every penny.
He's worth every penny.
Not every penny, but he's probably the closest one.
Is this my opinion?
The guys that came 10th. Yeah. Apparently
not worth every penny. You're
because it was one player.
One. There's two. They got.
I think Enzo.
They got
yeah, to both of them. Two of them.
100 million.
Enzo.
I don't think Enzo's worth it.
I'm not on you. I'll get away from just Casado now. Chelsea have 200 million plus.
Yeah.
Midfielders in their midfield three. They haven't challenged for the league once with this. By the way, and with that, it's not like they've done the Master League
That's
thing.
That's true. Maresca had them playing good.
They challenged for the league.
Casado's a good player.
Bro, he's not even half the player Kante was.
I'm just sorry.
And he went for that much.
Bro, 100 mil plus.
No.
I know.
That's how much they're worth. Good midfielders. Declan Rice is 105. My man's 107. 110. 115. This is what it is. Even the way that they're talking about. Look, Tonali's going now. 90 plus. Going to go to 100. Right? Like, you want a good player that plays in the midfield in the Premier League. This is the kind of money that you're going to be looking at. You don't have to pay for the money. But if you want to get it, if you want to pry the player from the team, open up your checkbook.
That's just this year's market, though.
That don't mean that's standard.
If you are spending 100 mil plus on one player, that I'm not even saying that player has to do something. Your team has to do something. They have to.
Yeah, of course.
That's what the board will want, that from the whoever spent the dough. 100%. You don't just buy
two
a
of them
man
together.
100 mil and he's just there.
How? World Club Cup.
The only thing up, I will man say,
he
though.
He said he didn't want something. He won in Europe and all that as well. He's got medals.
Right, big
guy. The only thing I will say is
Casado's cold.
For number one and number three, it's their first season.
But Isaac and Wirtz.
But they come from a team that was winning the league and spent that. They should at least be challenging for the title. That in itself is an argument. But yeah, Caicedo and that Chelsea stuff's a mess. I'm not downplaying what you're saying because it's 200, do you know what I mean? We've been there with signings and we're meant to be challenging at least or whatnot. 10th and that isn't good enough for having players of that magnitude and spending that money for them sort of players. It ain't good enough still.
At all.
Ain't good 100%. Enough. But they could have a couple seasons away from winning the league. That's how bulky Chelsea is. And them two players will probably still be there.
No, Enzo's not going to be there.
If he goes Madrid, but Caicedo's good enough to win a league.
How long ago? Yeah,
he's not a player you'd kick out a team. Yeah, that's my opinion on him. He's not bad,
2 years to win the league for the price tag to make sense to me.
The price tag still don't make sense, but
Elliot Anderson, does that price tag make sense? Does not make sense.
At all. It's the English tag.
According to what Mark said, does it make sense? Let me just add to it, is he in that category? That Tonali? Declan Rice, is he in that category?
For me, he is, yeah. And obviously, like you can say, like it's not rocket science. It's obvious what I'm saying, but the same way everybody's going crazy about this price, we just had the list up. I knew Casado cost 115 million. I've seen the seasons that Elliot Anderson's had for the past two seasons. I've seen him going into the England team and the way that they're talking about right now. I've seen his crazy gaffer put the gun to Morgan Gibbs-White. Like, I know he's not said. I knew for a fact that if anybody
allegedly
wants Elliot Anderson, they are paying upwards of 110 million to start with.
Going over that, the 100.
Answer his question, though. Answer his question. Answer his question.
100 mil.
Let's talk ball.
Answer his question.
115, 110. Bro, same price.
You're talking about politics and owners.
Let's talk ball.
I think he's worth the money because that's how much they cost.
No, his ability is worth that money.
Yeah, that's how much the midfielder's going rate. I would buy it. I would pay. I think he's one of the best about for his position right now. And if you want him, it's the same thing. If you want him, you have to pay or you don't get him. So yes, he's worth it. He's worth it now because City bought it. It's just like when people was running around crying saying Declan Rice weren't worth 105 million. The second you bought him, that's how much he's worth.
Declan Rice won the European Cup at West Ham.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. What I'm trying to say is there was people, I'm not saying anybody here or whatever, but there was people saying that Declan Rice is not worth 105 million. He's not this, I'm explaining to people that he's transformative, he's cold, and if you want him, that's what you got to pay. The second they paid it, that's how much he's worth. It's not about make believe and rah, 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 rah. And as I say, in this day and age, you know what's going on. The Prem teams are rich. We know what's happening. You don't get Elliot Anderson for less than
I thought
they could have done 110. You don't get him for less than 110.
That's a separate.
You just don't get him for 110.
I think he's a 60 million.
But that's a separate convo. Is he worth it? We're asking, is that right? That 120 buff or whatever it is now gets you Elliot Anderson.
We've got a good reference point with that list.
If Matthias didn't get relegated, it'll be 100 as well. Matthias Fernandez at West Ham, if he didn't get relegated, it'll be 100 plus two.
Broski. Yes,
they're charging us, they want 80, 85 for him. And
bro, you're not
if
telling...
If he stayed in the league, it'll be 100 right now.
Margs, you're not telling, man, your opinion. You're just telling us that, how football is. We're asking you, is that right that Matthias Nunes should have been 100 million? Don't talk about Declan Rice. Forevermore, fuck, F it. Should Declan Rice, should he have been 105 million?
I think, yeah.
Let's start there. Yeah? Do you think he should?
I don't drive the bus home. I don't care about these monies. I don't make no money. I don't care about what people spend. So give him the money.
What
yeah.
is this?
It was worth 105 okay, million. I'm happy with Anderson Pease as well. I'm not vexed. I'm talking.
I don't understand.
I'm not vexed. I don't care about the money. Pay it.
I don't feel like, see, when you're going and spending them 100 mil plus, yeah, personally, I feel like that is striker. And now, because like the wingers are like inside forwards, that's that money there. Like, people who's going to go and win you the game. I know the game is won in other places, but dropping 100 M's on a midfielder, that don't make sense to me. It don't. Because when you drop that 100 for one in midfield, yeah, and then what are you going to do? Playing with two... What's he playing
it's
with?
It's not even that.
If you wanted to get João Neves out of PSG, how much have you got to pay?
No, it's
Vitinha.
It's not
anyone
about
proper.
No.
Valverde from Real Madrid. Okay, how much have you got to pay?
Listen.
They're the best.
You
can't compare them to Rice.
I understand.
I'm just saying.
They're not Anderson.
They're
going to be money.
The best in the world, yeah.
But I understand it's going to take a lot of money, innit? You're asking for me, for my opinion. I don't feel like midfielders should be worth that much money. I understand that it's being paid. But I don't
Declan Rice got us the Premier League.
If Anderson's that money, and you just mentioned Vitinha and Neves, they've got to be another 50 more then.
That's what I'm saying.
They are.
But he's saying, is that what it should be?
That's what it is.
Based on Anderson's money, I don't think that's the case. Like, we've gone from what? Pogba was 90 mil. We've gone from that. Pogba, what he done, what he can do to Anderson.
The inflation is
no, I get. We're
Pogba
not talking about inflation. I'm talking about player and ability.
If we done that deal today, it would be 114 million.
I'm not talking about inflation. I know football's gone. I know that.
If we done the deal today, it would be 114 million, bro.
Who?
Pogba.
114?
Yeah.
He probably would have been
Anderson's
way more.
Anderson's 114.
Way more.
Are you stupid? Are you sure? What are you doing?
Maca,
so you're saying Anderson and Pogba are the same level because they get paid?
Bruv, they got that inflation list. I didn't make it. Go and find it.
No.
Bruv, you can't even do that with Anderson and Pogba.
Again,
though,
wait, no, listen.
It's not me. I didn't
Badda,
make it.
You lot, listen, that exact amount would be this amount.
Yeah.
Then. Facts. But what Menace and what we're saying
quality
now
wise.
Is he wouldn't cost that now.
Yeah.
If Elliot Anderson is 120 million. Yeah, he'd be
nearly 200. Some,
1/5 minimum.
You know what it is? My whole thing is, whether it's right or wrong, it's just where we're going now, isn't it? Like, this 100 mil now, when we was in school with the 50s, you know them ones? When Chelsea bought Torres, Rete, that was ridiculous money. You understand? I remember when you lot started doing the 80s and everything, that was ridiculous.
Even Ronaldo, we sold Ronaldo for 80.
But the only reason I justify the 100 for Declan Rice, and I'm sure Van Dijk was like 80-something. Yeah, but again, these are like...
Game changers.
The club,
Van Dijk and Rice are different.
Southampton.
Bruv, what? Can I finish, bro?
From Scotland to Southampton, you talk about
no
game
point,
changer.
Man, no
you, are you mad? You what, don't think
no
that, you don't think Virgil was worth every penny? That
you lot play
so
the
what's
game
wrong with the
on,
amount?
On
are
paper.
You not listening to what I'm saying?
This is
fine.
What I'm saying. If the club realised what they had, yeah, out of nowhere, a club that was one of the worst teams in England realised they had one of the better centre backs in the world. Potential,
yeah.
So we know now this is a major investment. Whoever buys this guy, they might not even keep him. They might sell him on. So he has to cost, it has to be worth our while. This guy, it's a generational talent. It happens in football, yeah? So the club selling and the club buying, they both realise that, right? They realise, boom, you are losing a major investment, yeah? Who is pure profit for you lot. We need to make it worth your while. With us, we're going to take this investment. It's not about going to make money. It's about winning.
It's mutually beneficial for both of them.
Yeah, literally, it's about winning. So with us and Declan Rice now, we were challenging. West Ham knew that. We had one of the better centre midfielders in the country, regardless of where West Ham was finishing. If you get this guy, it's going to push you way closer to your goal of winning the league. We want X million. Who are we to say no? Where, like Mark said, if you want him, go get
him. Yeah, but I understand that. Let me just ask you one question. See, when you signed Declan Rice here, how many good seasons did you have before you signed him?
Probably a good...
three.
Probably a four.
You're
probably
doing too much.
If
you're
you want to stretch it. No, no, no. But remember, You guys remember, Declan Rice was playing from young.
Okay, one second.
He was playing from young.
How old was Declan Rice when you lot signed him?
24.
24.
Yeah.
And you're telling me he had four good seasons.
I said three.
What you like?
Before he moved, the last two was cold. He could have got a move.
Okay, one second. Let me just explain this to you. Yeah. Let me just explain this to you. Yeah. No, no. But what I'm trying to explain, yeah, is justifying, yeah, Elliot Anderson going for 100 plus, yeah. But you lot are saying Declan Rice.
No, I'm justifying both of them now. Because like, you see what you're saying about Declan Rice, he could have got a move before Arsenal. Anderson, Elliot could have went last year summer. Season. Forrest came sick forever. So I'm comparing it. I'm saying I hear it.
Okay.
Whether I like it or not, yeah. What the way the argument's been presented to me, that makes sense. If he is the Declan Rice now,
Forrest,
then
yeah.
He's 100 plus.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Yeah.
You get me? Because again, City now, similar to Arsenal, need a player to get them
to
the
plug
extra
that hole,
step.
Yeah.
If they've identified
it's very comparable.
It's the same thing.
And if you want it, pay the money.
Exactly. This is me forgetting about the ability, anything. If you just isolate that, yeah, cool. Because let's have it right. One thing we haven't said once in this thing, let's have it right. There's Prem tax and English player tax.
English player tax.
English
as well.
Yeah. Matias Fernandez was English.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
He would be at least 140.
Someone would have grabbed him already. Yeah. Like, let's have it right. He wouldn't even be there. So it's a thing where, with Elliot Anderson, that's why he's hot property. He's seen as, the one thing I forget is he's 22, 23, innit?
Who, Elliot Anderson?
Yeah, bro, he's a youth. Oh, no.
Maranakis, he might be worth
bro, the Maranakis got that all up front
So to be doing what he's doing.
160, all up front.
If you were to get him in a working system early like this, coach out the bad habits, get him ticking, 100 mil could look like a... Because that's what we did with Declan, bro.
Yeah.
That's exactly what we
I'm
done.
I'm going early on Anderson, man. If it don't work out, I could just do the donkey of the day, my batting every week. I don't mind, but I think he's cold. I think he's cold.
Do you think he's another Calvin Phillips?
Calvin Phillips, chalk and cheese. It's just rude. You sound like loons.
Hold on. I like
nonsense.
That. What did
Calvin
you just...
Calvin Phillips.
Hold on, too. The Margs, let him land.
Do you think he's another Calvin Phillips?
No. Calvin Harris. So it's a better tune, but it's still Calvin.
You know what it is? He's got the potential, yeah, because I feel like City was a bad move for him. If he had sense, yeah, I'm not. But what I'm going to say is,
no,
you go United.
I agree.
You know that position there is linked to the... Armband, you go do two seasons at United,
Carrick.
Perform. Yeah. Bro, you're the next man.
He's
United
the most captain. United midfielder no, very, ever, bro.
He's wow. very English. No, and I'm not saying that to cuss. I'm saying like it's very like one of England's better players. Like, you understand? Even a Liverpool, because again, you see
even
me.
Even a Liverpool would be scary of him at Liverpool.
You see why I'm saying I don't like him? I'm saying I don't like him as I see football through a very like Arsenal lens. You understand? I just think a player like that for us
it doesn't
isn't
look,
the
it,
greatest.
Yeah.
A player like...
Even Declan Rice, that's a Chelsea player.
No, I think Declan Rice is such a Chelsea brand of player. Footballer. That's what we needed. You see how all our technicians were Ross Clark, Carzola and all these little guys. We needed a brute that was safe. That's what
brute.
I wanted.
Oh, no, let's call him a brute. Let's not do that.
Brute force. Brute's the word. He's right.
No. He's
action man. Action man.
Let me land. For a player that's neat like him, he is a brute.
Yes, bro.
For him on and off the ball,
his game
bro.
Is recovery, is it?
Technical brute, bro. Technical brute.
He's not Kobbie Mainoo. Yeah, he's definitely.
Technical brute is not it, bro.
Technical brute is crazy.
Bro, you know the action man with all the armor on it? That's what he is.
That's what he is.
All the armor.
You think he's Pedri?
To pay him down to a brute is so disrespectful.
Nah, legs.
Nah, he's not pretty like Pedri, but he's not a brute like Calvin Phillips.
All right, boys,
he's stronger than Calvin Phillips.
Right, crowd,
Calvin Phillips could play.
Crowd. Get in the comments and let us know if you think Elliot Anderson costs too much money and if you think he's going to be a success at City or not, isn't it?
Yeah.
Maybe.
That's what we want to go for.
And is Declan Rice a brute?
Well, with that, remember to comment below, share, hype, like, and subscribe. Filthy, we out.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.